We all have a little place, somewhere we feel nice, relaxed, that we can come home to after a long day, away from other people. And if some sort of worry or fear slips in, it's just so easy to remove it. Maybe it's your bedroom, or the couch, or somewhere else, or just out of your house entirely. But it's that place, and it doesn't have to have a name, and you don't even have to have consciously thought of it this way before. But it's there, a place you long for, with every tedious minute that ticks by, every displeasurable moment, uncomfortable second you possess the misfortune of dealing with. And right now, as you listen to the sound of my voice, I want to relieve you of all of these misfortunes, to bring you back to this special place. And if you're already there, then for this effect to be magnified, bringing you into a state of calm, a state of trance that you're becoming so familiar with by now. So as you're there in this place, with all of these negative things held at bay, you feel this craving inside of you to share this place with someone else, with me. You want to bring me there, maybe to show me around, to have me sit beside you. It's not something which is articulable. It's just something that you feel, that you know, and as if it were a magnet, drawing me into your space. You feel like it's not something which can be stopped, not something which you can resist, not something you want to, but there is this creeping sense that if I were to enter as you want me to, the hole that this would make in this place, that it wouldn't really be fully yours anymore, that this barrier around it would be penetrated, impossible to fully close, and that if I were to enter, you'd need me there. And I want you to dwell on this question. You don't need to use your mind for that. You'll find that your body, your instinct, does that for you. These twangs of melancholy, of longing, craving, to invite me into your space, and guilt for not having done so already, to sit its invulnerability, to make it mine, and to make you mine within it. A little dog, home alone, with such anxiety, having not had his owner's company for so, so long, and you know so, so well how much you want for my attention, bitch, and in order to get it, in order to feel complete and be happy, You need to give up your space to have me own it and own you, to be at my complete and total mercy, that I will be the barrier between you and the outside, and I can leave whenever I wish. And you wonder, as this fear sets in, that after you invite me in and take ownership of you, that I might leave, that I might abandon you. You just can't help yourself, and you have to admit to you, to me, that this is what you want. This helplessness, this fear, to be on your knees for me, as you have before, but now mentally, emotionally, defenseless, that there is no way you can hide, nothing you can do but obey. And if you don't, you have put in too much time, too much effort, have opened up too much, been completely changed already, that it's too late, that you couldn't imagine this space without me. You couldn't imagine a you without me. So you open the door, and the temperature drops as you feel my shadow dim the light and replace the warmth. On your knees, palms pressed to the floor, forehead between them, feeling so small and so defenseless. Your little protective bubble already popped, already taken, its value so immeasurably small to me, that I can do with it, and with you, anything I please. And so you kneel like this, waiting for me to step inside and claim what's mine. And the longer you are this way, this feeling of fear is slowly, slowly replaced with impatience. How badly you want the firmness of my boot on your head. This reminder that I'm here. The physical touch that tells you I own you. And soon, you've forgotten about this space and everything around it. There is just me and what I own. So the fear is gone, and all that's left is your excitement, your happiness. A little dog wanting for his mistress, wanting to be completed, just the way, the only way I like you.